Senator Murkowski met with representatives from about 13 groups, ranging from educational institutions like UAS and the Sitka School District and Mount Edgecombe High School, to community organizations, the National Park, the Conservation Society, the Economic Development Association. The talk covered a lot of ground, including earmarks, which are in jeopardy as the new Congress begins to meet. Representatives of especially the Tea Party caucus saying that earmarks need to be eliminated. Senator Murkowski taking a more moderate stance on that, saying basically that earmarks are representative of community needs and that while federal spending needs to be pruned, it needs to be done so in a way that makes sense to community needs.
Ed, when you talk about earmarks in Sitka, did anybody ask specifically about Blue Lake or any other large federal projects?
The hydro power project at Blue Lake took up a large portion of the discussion, including from Gary White, the executive director of CETA, who said that economic growth in Sitka is stymied until the hydropower can expand. There are companies looking to locate here, but they can't because, in his view and in his representation of what companies are saying back to the city, the power needs aren't being met, and they can't come here until they have more electricity. So hydropower projects are obviously a major priority of the city, and that was conveyed to the senator, who seemed to agree with that. A lot of people who spoke said, you know, thanked her for being sympathetic to the needs of hydropower, and also asked her to convey to her colleagues in the Senate and in the House that hydropower is different in Sitka than in a lot of other places in the lower 48 where it has been environmentally damaging and not friendly to salmon streams.
I suppose the elephant in the room was the new version of the Sea Alaska Lands legislation Murkowski would like to introduce in the Senate. Did anybody ask her about that?
A few people made comments back and forth. Some said, for example, David Kanosh mentioned that he's in what he described as a small minority of Alaska Natives, of Southeast Natives, who have deep concerns about the legislation. Others thanked her for her support of it, but nobody really went down that path very far, and the senator didn't invite any questions about it herself.